Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask the Savior to come on this.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Everlasting Father.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We give you glory, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
we thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
For your goodness.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
For your kindness.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
For your mercy.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Joy, the day of joy. This is the day.
You are the Most High God. Father, for another opportunity to worship you, to magnify you, to declare that you are a good God, faithful in all of your ways. Blessed be your holy name forever, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
More volume on my mic, please. This is a very special day. I know you know it. You know the Word of God says we should enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. That's a powerful statement. I want you to think about this. If we enter into His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise, when we leave, how do we leave? With what? With praise and thanksgiving. Yes? We entered into this year thanking God. And we are going to exit this year thanking God.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
We'll enter into the new year thanking God. And we'll exit thanking God. We'll enter the other year. Praise the Lord. So, in our entrance and in our exit, it is what?
Thanksgiving.
Say, somebody say thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Why is it that we thank God when we leave Him? Have you thought about that? That you leave thanking God because you received what you went in doing and asking and petitioning for. Will you receive that? So if my entrance and my exit is thanksgiving, that means I will never have an unanswered prayer.
Amen.
Do you receive that?
Yes.
I don't know if you received it.
I receive it.
It will be so unto you according to your faith. Hallelujah. The Word of God says in everything what? Give thanks. This is God's will concerning you. Yeah? This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Say, Pastor, what are you getting at? What I'm getting at is very simple. There are no bad days for me as a believer because I enter every day with thanksgiving and I will leave that day with thanksgiving. Amen? I remember just a few blocks from here, it's got to be about 20, 30 years back, we're praying in a church on Burroughs. And I said, with a group of pastors, I said, God has not made any bad days for me. Every day is a good day. And I only receive good things. And one of the pastors was so incensed about that statement. He was very upset. Why would you say such a thing? Why would you say such a thing? People have bad days. And I just looked and I smiled. That's what you believe? I choose to believe that every day is going to be good for me. Because it causes all things to work together for good. Amen? I'm not going to base my life based on the traditions and the beliefs of other people. How many of you know there were many people pushing on Jesus when a woman with the issue of blood got healed? Remember that? How many of you know there were many others at the pool of Bethesda, and one man who was there for 38 years left, healed? My testimony is not based on your testimony. My testimony is going to be based on what I believe. Nothing shall be impossible to them that believe. Do I have believers here tonight? Okay. We're going to begin to thank God. Just like we started this evening with a song about Thanksgiving. We're going to push on it one more time. Sing that song of Thanksgiving. And then we're going to spend the next 5 or so minutes just thanking God. Thanking God for the very fact that you are here tonight. There are people who started this year with you that did not see the end of it. There are people, hear this, there are people right now still alive now that will not be alive when we cross into 2026. Did you know that? Okay, that's not going to be you.
Amen.
That's not going to be me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm in covenant with God. And tonight we are going to continue that covenant relationship. So let's sing for the next 2 or 3 minutes that first song again. And then we are going to go into a time of expressing with our own voice our thanks.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Baba.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
We thank you, Yahweh.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Some of you are spectating. I don't know how you can be thanking Lord Jesus for the things that he's done for you, and you're sitting and staring at me dancing. If you've got feet, use them. If you've got hands, use them. Whatever it is God has given to you, use it to give thanks. You didn't come here to spectate. You came here to celebrate the goodness of God. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
For your goodness.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Salvation of our soul.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do something with my mic. Either it's not coming through the monitors or something. It's too low for my comfort. Praise God. For the next few minutes, I want you in your own language, your own words, to begin to thank God for what He has done for you, how He has kept you, how He has protected you, how He's provided for you, what He has done to keep you from evil. If you only knew how much the enemy planned to destroy you and how much he has failed, you will give God thanks. So express thanksgiving to God. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "Didn't I heal 10? Where are the 9? Don't be one of the 9 today. Be that one that came back to say, thank you. You know, I was coming here today, and I remembered at least 2 times that the enemy tried to take my life. You didn't know it. One of those times was right here on this stage. I was ministering the word of God. I was preaching a crusade. During the last few minutes, I sensed something was wrong. Out of nowhere, I grabbed onto this stage, this pulpit. I said, I better finish this prayer. I prayed for the healing of God's people. And the next thing I knew, I was on the floor. I could have hit my head on one of this and snapped my neck. The enemy wanted to take me out like that. The next thing I knew was Deacon Byron right here on the stage. Pastor, are you okay? The enemy tried to take me out. And would you know, there were hundreds of people that came to salvation. Miracles that happened. The enemy was so upset. But God wanted me, you see, God wanted me to know how much He has been protecting me. I remember in my house, just woke up, went to the washroom, was at the sink, and I was out like that. That was on the Friday. Mama heard this big bang, ran to me. What's wrong? The enemy tried to take me out. No, I think it was a Saturday. It was Saturday, not Friday, Saturday. The next morning I was going to be here. I was going to stand behind this pulpit and preach the word of God. I went to the hospital, and there were people there that had been waiting for 2 days to see a doctor, an emergency. I got there, and within 10, 15 minutes, I was inside. The people that had been there for days were still outside. I was inside. been taken care of. I didn't want to share those testimonies, but the Lord quickened it into my spirit. You know, son, I've been keeping you. I said, Lord, yeah, I know. I know, you've been protecting me. I can go on and on and on and on. You see, when you are behind that pulpit, ministering the word of God and touching people far and near, you don't know how many missiles the enemy throws at you. So for me to be able to stand behind that pulpit, I have much to give God thanks for. Somebody was saying to me today, said, you look like you're in the 50s. I said, I'm almost 70. He said, no. How is that possible? It's all because of him. Amen? Hallelujah. Because I'm almost 70 doesn't mean I should dress old. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, I have much to give God thanks for the financial blessings and grace. I have much to give God thanks for the ability to give something to God. Say, God, what do you want? And he gives me some weird big number. I say, where is that coming from? And I'm able to do it. I give God thanks because there was a day when Salvation Army was my big store, the thrift store. There were the days when my vehicle would smoke all that and kill all the mosquitoes because I was fogging this city. Huh? And now they call me and say, we got your car. I said, how did that happen? It didn't happen because of my wages. It didn't happen because of your offering. You know how much you give, don't you? It is the grace of God. I have much to give God thanks for. I don't know about you. I've thanksgiving to give to God for my children, that they are here, alive and well. My grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. For Mama, hallelujah. In a few days, January the 3rd, we'll be celebrating 45 years of marriage. Praise God. It is the goodness of God that's kept us together. Hallelujah. I have much to give God thanks for. I don't have to think too hard. What about you? Take the next few minutes and begin to give God thanks. Give God thanks. He's worthy of your praise, of your worship, of your adoration. You have a reason to give him praise. That you are able to breathe and you're not paying somebody for the oxygen that you're breathing. That you're able to go to the washroom and use the washroom comfortably. That you're able to walk, to run, to leap, that you're able to speak, that you're able to see. You have much to give God thanks for. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Lift up your voice unto the Lord God Almighty and honor him who is worthy. As you sow your expressions of thanksgiving, you are receiving a supernatural harvest for the years to come. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. You say, but Pastor, I'm still sick. Thank God you're not dead. Pastor, I still have this problem. Thank God you still have a mind to know that you have a problem. There are people who have problems and are clueless. They are mindless. That's not you tonight. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for those things that you have not received yet. But by faith, thank him. Thank him for that son, that daughter that is going through challenges. Thank him that those problems are even now being resolved by the authority of his word. God is good to you. Good to you and your children, your family. Thank God for every one of you that are here in this household of faith. Those that have partnered with us, making certain that the work of God continues to go on. I thank God for every one of you. Hallelujah. He's a good God. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. One more time. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We give you glory, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your mercy.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We give you glory.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
You are so good.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Thank you, Abba Father.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We give you glory.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We are grateful.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
We give you glory.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. One of the amazing things God has done for every one of us is that he's been the God who's forgiven us all of our sins and cleansed us of all unrighteousness. He daily cleanses us. ...2025 for some people have been difficult. For some, it has been an amazing year. For some, it has been a year just filled with struggles of all sorts, challenges of all sorts. But this we want, that whatever challenges we had, troubles we had, spiritual, emotional, physical, financial, relational, whatever challenges, challenges in marriages, challenges as parents, families, businesses, challenges physically, health-wise, whatever those challenges are, we want to leave those challenges, all those problems, when we cross over to 2026. How many will agree with me that that's what we want to do? Amen? If I was struggling in 2025, that struggle is ongoing with me into 2026. Amen? I am unhitching myself from that. Amen? I'm not towing it. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
I am not what? I'm not towing it. So I am decoupling. We are going to decouple from all of the problems of 2025. Decouple. Now, yes, I want to separate myself from all of that, but there's something else I need to do. I'm going to use the successes of 2025 as a stepping stone to go into 2026. If it's a stepping stone, that means I'm going to go up higher. Do you receive that?
Yes, sir.
Now, to do that, you must forget those things that are in the past and press towards that which is higher. So the other thing I'm going to do is this. God, help me to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have better days for me. Better experiences than the wonderful things I have experienced in 2025. Something better, something greater is in store for me, and I'm going to step into it. Do you get that? So in essence, you're decoupling from whatever that was because you know there is so much more. It's not because you're covetous. It's because you know that your God has more than enough. And there's something else to taste. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So, in essence, we're going to say, God, I know you've been good in 2025. Oh, but God, you are gooder yet. Amen. Let's break that English properly. Gooder. Hallelujah. Why are you laughing, kids? Amen. There are better things in store. And Lord, I want to know. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to pray? Well, we're going to preach the word of God. Don't worry. But right now, we are going to decouple from the problems of the past. And we're going to use the good things of the past to step further because we know better things are there for us. Are you ready to pray? Now, if you pray wimpish prayer, that's your business. Amen? Right now, it's everybody for his own. You want the best of God? Push for it. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean that you need to scream, but you need to engage. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to get engaged? All right. Get up. Do something. Move. You don't have to stay in one place. Nobody anchored you to that particular space. You want to walk around? Walk around. Talk to God. Talk to your Father. Let him know that you are serious. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, thank you, Lord. that the past is past because it is past. Thank you, Father, that your goodness is revealed unto us, your people. You daily load us with benefits. And Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I come, my Father, my King, my Redeemer. And I say, Father, do the extraordinary with this life. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the exciting experiences of 2025. But Lord, O God, I know you have so much more for me in 2026. So, Lord, O God, I begin now to give you thanks for the new experiences, O God, that are now being birthed and now being released. I declare and command them to be manifest. I command them to be established, O God, for my benefit and for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, O God, for all sins forgiven, iniquities purged. Lord, O God, any areas, O God, of weakness, any areas, O God, that there have been challenges, Father, we subdue those things, O God, and bring them under the authority of your everlasting word. We're saying, Lord, this day in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, O God, that the challenges, the failures of the past do not step into the new year with us. Lord, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decouple ourselves from that load of confusion, that load of defeat, that load of failure, that load of challenges. Father, we decouple ourselves from it. We take off every filthy clothing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we step under the cleansing precious blood of Jesus Christ, and we clothe ourselves with a fresh new garment, pure and white, that glorifies you. We stand before you spotless, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, O God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, O God. It is well with us, Father. It is well with us, Father. It is well with us, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lift up your voice before the Lord and thank him for this deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Father, we give you praise. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to God. Rababa Shanderebo Sakaya. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated for a moment. I'm going to release you in a moment. I'm standing just like you. Stand up for Jesus. He's the Jesus of the cross. Lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't mean to sing it, but we sang it. The word of God says in the book of Zechariah, we're going to pray some more. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 3, verse 3-5. Huh? Did I dismiss you guys? No? It's okay. It's okay. You can go. Zechariah chapter 3. I shall take it from verse 1, but verse 3 to 5 is a passage of scripture we're going to pray with. It says, "And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him." Wow. This is Joshua the high priest. Verse 1 again says, watch this. "And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee." Watch this, watch this. Please. "And the Lord said unto Satan, I rebuke thee." Is that what it says? Is that what it says? It says, "The Lord rebuke thee." That's a very important statement to understand. That even the Lord says, "The Lord rebuke thee." Too many of us get ourselves into all kinds of messy situations because we use the word "I" rebuke. "I'm so anointed, I rebuke you." That's how ministers get all messed up, get involved in all kinds of crazy foolishness because they expose themselves. Even the Lord, God Himself, says the Lord, His authority. He even separates Himself from it, so that His authority is what goes after the enemy. He says, "The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan." Even the Lord that had chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? He belonged to the fire, but I plucked him out. In other words, I redeemed him. So shut up. We're going to pray tonight, and we're going to declare, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. I am a brand plucked out of fire. God pulled me out of the mess I was in. He pulled me out. The Lord rebuke you. You can't be resisting me." It says, "Now Joshua was clothed," watch this, "Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel." This is a high priest. As pure and holy and as separated as this chosen one was, you see, he had filthy garments. And that's why the enemy was able to resist him. We are not going to stand based on our righteousness, on our goody-goody self. We're going to stand based on the word of the Lord, the fact that God sovereignly picked us out. I am the chosen of God. I'm not relying on what I did or did not do. I'm relying on what He has done for me. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Amen? Don't step into 2026 thinking about how amazing you are. Because no matter how amazing you are, your garment is as filthy rags before God. Can we capish? I want to step into the new year knowing that I'm not stepping in by my ability, by how long I prayed and how long I fasted and how amazingly well I did when I was singing and worshiping God, how much I gave to God. None of that counts, because whatever it is I think I've got is filthy. Do you understand? He says, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And we're going to do that tonight for each other. Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. Hallelujah. I'm going to clothe you with a change of raiment. I talked to you about decoupling. Now, we're going to talk about re-robing. Are we together? Whatever good I had in 2025, thank God for that. But there's better. New clothes. Hallelujah. And I said, let them set a fair mithra upon his head. So they set a fair mithra upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shall also keep my courts, and I'll give thee places to walk among these that stand by. In other words, I'm going to give you a place to walk amongst the angels. I'm going to take you into another realm. The word of the Lord is going to be very simple, but very strict and direct for every one of us. I want you to know that the year that you're about to step into is going to be an extraordinary year for you. An amazing year for you. An exciting year for you. Praise the Lord. Oh, there's going to be problems all over. But it has nothing to do with you. Amen? Hallelujah. The resistance of the enemy will cease tonight. Praise God. So I want you, take me back to verse 1. And then I'm going to give instructions, and we're going to do rapid fire prayers. God already knows what we should pray. Amen? If you cannot pray with your natural language, then pray it shorthand in speaking in tongues. Amen. Just pray in tongues. God understands it. Amen. He says, he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. So the angel of the Lord is there. Joshua is here. And right standing by Joshua. It's not, stand by your man. It's a resistor. He's standing there to make sure that whatever the angel had to do to bring a blessing to Joshua, that Joshua does not connect with the blessing that God had for him. Are you with me? That enemy is going to be fired tonight. Praise the Lord. So rise with me and begin to declare. The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirit from hell, from wherever it is you came. You have no right or control or influence over any area of my life. My God, the one who chose Jerusalem, rebukes you, loose your hold, and stop resisting me and God's divine purpose concerning my life. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone from me. The Lord God rebukes you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Say with me, I am that brand that has been plucked out of fire. God saw me with all my mess, but decided to choose me. He has chosen me. He has redeemed me. And you have no control or influence on any area of my life. My mess up is none of your concern. Get away. The Lord, my God, rebukes you. You are rebuked by the Lord God Almighty, the Creator of all things, rebukes you. His authority rebukes you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give a good clap offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Verse 3. It says, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. How many of you know the angel of the Lord knew Joshua was clothed in filthy garments, but still came and stood before him? Okay. God knows you with all your mess and still comes. Because the God you and I serve has a passion to bless. And you'll find any way to connect me with the blessing. He's that kind of a God. Amen? So here, we're going to thank God that in spite of our failures, that He has chosen to love us with an everlasting love. And has committed Himself to make certain that we be free from all the mess. Now, it says, now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. It did not say that Joshua was filthy. Two different things. So where did he get his filthy garments from? He had his filthy garments from what he was doing, where he was, the place he was at, the mess he picked up. So we're going to pray that whatever filth we have picked up through the years, that be removed from us today. Amen? So begin to thank God. First of all, God, I thank you that in spite of the filth you see on me, that you have chosen to come bless me. Thank God for that. I'm not going to give you the words. You pray that prayer yourself. Just lift up your voice before God and begin to thank Him. Thank you, Lord, that in spite of all the filth that's accrued because of ministry, because of service, because of whatever it is, the Lord, oh God, that filth this day has not stopped your engagement to bring healing, deliverance, your blessings upon my life. I thank you, Lord, oh God, that the angel of the Lord stands before me this day. And that one who stands before me is the one rebuking the forces of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance from filth. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. It is so. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is so. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is so. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is so. In the mighty name of Jesus. Freedom from filthy garments. Freedom from filth. Freedom from the mess that has come upon because of service, because of ministry, because of being a man, because of being a person, because of being a chosen one. Father, in Jesus' name, I give you praise for freedom. I stand before you this day, ready to receive the blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Are you engaging in prayer or are you spectating? Okay. Now, I need you to partner with somebody in this particular step in prayer. And then, is the worship team still around here? Then I'm going to need you guys to do one song. One, and then we're going to go to the next level of things that we need to accomplish. He says, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. Three things happening here. First, the instruction is, those of you that are standing around him, take the filthy garments off of him. He says, because I have caused thine iniquity to pass away from thee. And thirdly, I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. The clothing with a change of raiment is the work of the angel of the Lord. The removal of the filthy garment is the work of those around. Why is that important? Because we have the dirty habit of keeping people stuck with their mistakes, with their challenges, with their mess up. And says, you prone to accusation, take that accusation off. Take that filth off. Amen? Stop. You. You know, my dad used to say, when you're pointing a finger at other people, at least three are pointing back at you. You. Whoever has not committed this sin, let him cast the first stone. We're not stone casters. We are people who operate in the grace of forgiveness. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't carry unforgiveness into 2026. It will kill you. And don't carry the spirit of criticism and judgment into 2026. It will kill you. Because you are in the same arena with the devil, resisting. Take the filth off. Are you ready to do that? Praise the Lord. Okay. Put on the screen this first one. Take away the filthy garment. Two, proclaim that iniquities pass away. And the Word of God says in Proverbs 16:6, by mercy and truth are iniquities purged. Amen? And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from doing evil. Praise God. And then thirdly, we are going to proclaim, Lord, clothe me with a change of raiment. Are we willing and ready to do that? Praise God. Okay. Do I have my 3 points? Now, I want you to... Yeah, put it up on the screen so that you have the saints have the points. We're going to do these three now, and then we're going to do the worship. Welcome. Hallelujah. All right. So, now to take away the filthy garment, this is what I want you to do. Go to somebody and say, I take away your filthy garments. Amen? Praise God. Just move around. Say, I take away your filthy garments.
I take away your filthy garments.
Amen. Praise God. Take it away. I take away your filthy garment. I take away your filthy garment. Go to somebody. Take it off. As you're doing that, say, the Lord rebukes the devourer out of your life. The Lord rebukes the accuser off of your life. In the name of Jesus, take the filthy garments off of you. And every accusation of the enemy is removed from you permanently in the mighty name of Jesus. Now proclaim, your iniquity is taken away from you. The patterns of transgression and sin are removed from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Mercy and truth purges you from all iniquity. You stand righteous in the sight of the living God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare your freedom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now begin to proclaim, the Lord clothed you with a change of raiment. You are clothed with a garment of righteousness. For his name's sake, you clothed in the purity and light of God. Hallelujah. You're clothed with the light of God. The glory of God surrounds you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are empowered to walk victoriously. In the mighty name of Jesus, the accusation of the enemy ceases from your life. This day, I declare by the word of command that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. 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 And amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yes. You may be seated. The next verse says that a mitre is like a crown, a headpiece. It says, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothe him with garments. And clothe him with what? and clothed him with what? That means he was properly laid. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is getting really dressed up with a crown on. And now the angel of the Lord stood by. Oh my God. He stood before, and the enemy was standing by. Now he has new garments, a new mitre, and the angel of the Lord is no longer standing before. The angel of the Lord is standing by. Amen. Oh my Lord. That means the accuser was no longer there. Praise the Lord. When he was clothed and when he was crowned. Are you ready? Do a song. And then we're going to pray this part.
Ceases. His mercy is never has come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, the steadfast love.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
Do we have a grateful heart in the house tonight?
Mercy.
Lift up your voice and worship.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Say,
Thank you. Don't go too far, just in case I need you back. Just stay up here close to the front. The last prayer focus that we're going to do is about the mitre and the clothing. We took off the filthy clothes. The Lord says, I'm going to put new garments on you. But as we go deeper in the passage of Scripture, we find that the Lord was doing it through people again. It says in the passage of Scripture, in the fourth or fifth verse there, Zechariah, he says, and I said, let them, notice the statement, let them. The them is in reference to those that took the filthy garment off. He says, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. Those that could have been used to dishonor were now challenged to put honor. He was the high priest. He had a mitre on him already as a high priest. But this is a change. Just like we are going to step out of 2005, we're going to step into 2006 dressed differently, with a different mitre. Hallelujah. Different honor. Praise God. So we're going to declare now, thank you, Lord, that dishonor is removed, and by the authority invested in us by your word, we place new garments and a fair mitre upon the head of the honored. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, I want you now to pray that prayer. If you may put those 2 points on the screen for the saints. That is the setting on. We're going to declare we set on. And if you may, you may move around and say, I put on new garments on you and a fair mitre of the Lord on you. Amen? You just pray and declare that. And as you're declaring that, you're declaring also that you are stepping into a new season dressed properly. Praise God. You can step into your new season dressed properly. And I'll tell you why when the word of the Lord comes to us tonight. But right now we're praying. We're declaring the declarations of God. I don't know when the Lord is going to come back. I don't. But I dare say we're closer than we think. And it's based on the word that the Lord is giving to me to bring to us tonight. He's been restating the same word over and over and over and over and over again. I don't know how close he is. But I don't think we have much time. But whatever time we have to use very well. Amen? I think things are going to speed up. And may I say to you, if you want to be babied by your pastors, I think you're in the wrong season. Because you're going to have to grow up fast. Because there's so many orders that need to be brought in into the kingdom. Amen? Amen? I used to tell you this for years. I'm going to be traveling a lot. How many of you remember that? I said it for years, and then it happened. Yeah? Those of you that have been around us, you know, we're here all the time. You know, I'll hang around. There was a time we were doing daily services. Every day we had services at noon, every day. I love to see your faces. But they try to keep Jesus. He says, there are many other places to go. And in 2026, you're not always going to see my face physically or Mama's face physically. There are going to be times when I might just be the one gone and she's here, but there are going to be many times that both of us are going to be gone. Amen? And it may start tomorrow. We don't know. But if you come to church and you see us on the screen, don't say, oh, the pastor is gone. Just listen to the word of God. Pretend he's here. He's here. Close your eyes and just listen. And just pretend, yeah, okay, he's there. I can hear his voice. Praise the Lord. And receive the word of the Lord. Amen? Are we ready to do that? Okay. Don't say, pastor's not here. I'm not coming to church today. I'll bring a big stick and come find you at your house. And say, pow, what is that? What is that? So, anyway, let's back to what we're praying about. Put it there, a fair meter. Proclaim it by faith. If you don't want to move around, that's okay. Just by faith, declare it. The dishonor is removed. The dishonor has to do with a filthy garment. Amen? God has given you authority to do so. He says, I place new garments and a fair new mitre on the head of the righteous, the chosen one of God. Amen? Because you dress with the righteousness of God. Are you ready to pray that prayer? Come on, let's do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we declare that dishonor, filth, mess is removed from your people by the authority invested in us, by your authority, O God, your authority of your word. I declare, God, righteousness is restored to your people. New garments of favor, Lord, oh God, bestowed upon them. And Lord, oh God, a fair mitre is placed on their head. Lord, oh God, they're stepping, oh God, from one realm to another, from one season to another, from one dimension to another. And Lord, oh God, as they step, oh God, into these new dimensions, these new seasons, these new experiences, Lord, oh God, your glory is revealed. Father, oh God, for this is the time and the season where you will stand by your people. You, the Holy Lord, you are standing by your Joshuas. You are standing by your chosen ones. You are standing by your saviors. You are standing by your messiahs. You are standing by the ones, oh God, that you've elected by your anointing to use to do extraordinary things in this last of the last days. We give you glorious praise, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that it is so. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Say with me, the Lord, my God, is standing by me. Thank you, Father, that I am chosen, I am anointed, and I'm fully equipped and backed up because of your presence with me. Thank you, Lord. Every day is sanctified and made holy. Wherever I am, holiness is, righteousness is, heaven is. In Jesus' mighty name, I am your representative, free and void of any kind of mess, because my iniquities are removed, they are purged away by your mercy and by your truth. I thank you, Father, that I have a reverential fear of you, and therefore I depart from evil. This day I denounce every form of unrighteousness, every iniquity. I cancel and destroy, demolish and eradicate every altar that is not your altar. Father, this day they are destroyed. They are destroyed. They are destroyed. Anything that will try to bring filth into my life, into this garment that I now wear, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, it is repelled from me. Right now, I am dressed with an iniquity-proof garment. I cannot be corrupted. I am the manifestation of the seed of the Word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am incorruptible because the precious blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin and all unrighteousness. I hold no grudge. I do not practice unforgiveness. I am not bitter. Therefore, evil shall not abide by me. I stand in the righteousness of the living God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that you took time to come to the house of the Lord tonight. In just a few minutes, those in Ontario and Newfoundland, all of those provinces to our east, will be stepping into their new year. If we forget to say Happy New Year for them, they can shout Happy New Year for themselves. Amen. Hallelujah. praise God, we are going to say Happy New Year here for sure when we come to 12. But before I bring the word that the Lord has for me to bring to you tonight, I am certain I will not be able to finish all that I need to share with us. But I will bring the core part of it to us tonight. It's a very simple, direct word, and we're going to pray over that and express thanksgiving at the end of it, and we're going to share in communion together, and we're going to sow our seed of faith. Before we do all of those things, I'm going to ask Mama to just come and declare the word of the Lord to us, or pray, whatever it is God has placed in our heart to share with us. I want to give her an opportunity to do that before I continue. You don't want to do anything?
I have Isaiah 43 for them. That's it.
Okay, go on. That's what I'm saying.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm just being told now, so thank God I had a word. So go to Isaiah 43. So that's the word the Lord has been pounding in my spirit for us for the new year. So I'll read it with us, and we'll do a few prayer points from it. When you get home, make sure you read it. At least try to read it before you go to sleep tonight. Or in the morning, by the time we get home. Isaiah 43. We'll start from verse 1. Oh, I didn't turn to 43. I'm still in Zechariah. Give me a moment to go to Isaiah. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Wherever you see Israel, Jacob, you are allowed to put your name. Okay? So, let me read it this way. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Maria, and he that formed thee, O Maria, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Jacob and Israel, they are exactly the same person. But Israel became a nation. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Many people have gone through a lot of things in 2025. As we cross over, may you bury those things.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you cross over in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
With the goodness of God. So when you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. So therefore, just like it happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, there's no smoke or fire shall ever touch you in the name of Jesus. You see the fire, you be in the fire, but it shall never harm you. The Bible said there was not even a smell of smoke in their garments. So may the Lord give you that special preferential treatment that he will appear in your home, in your place of work, in your place of suffering, in your place of joy. Either way, you are in the Lord. Say amen. So don't be afraid of anything. Know that the Lord now is standing by you. Hallelujah. Verse 3, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. These are nations God has required to serve. They will serve and bring the best. May nations bring best to you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Since thou was precious in my sight, may you be precious in the sight of God. Amen. That has been honorable. These are the things we were praying earlier, that garment of honor will be put on us. Amen. We are now honorable people. Somebody say, I'm honorable.
I'm honorable.
I have loved thee. Somebody say, I'm loved by God.
I'm loved by God.
Therefore, I will give men for thee. And people for thy life. Yes. May people begin to serve.
Amen.
May people begin to run to help you.
Amen.
And your family.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We're already praying, so make sure you are declaring with me that people will come and serve you and your family.
Amen.
Wherever you go, you have preferential treatment.
Amen.
You'll be preferred. Somebody say, I'll be preferred.
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 In the mighty name of Jesus.
Name of
and
Jesus.
Somebody say, I'll be upgraded.
I'll be upgraded.
Wherever you are, I'll be upgraded.
I'll be upgraded.
May the Lord upgrade you.
Amen.
As I watch some of you, your mouth is sealed. May your mouth not be sealed in 2026.
Amen.
May you learn to declare the decree of the Lord for yourself.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
These are not the words of men and women. These are the words of the living God.
Amen.
Verse 5 says, fear not. So fear shall never overtake you in 2026.
Amen.
You shall never be afraid.
Amen.
Somebody say, fears are eradicated from my life and my family. For I am with thee, God says, I am with you. So God has guaranteed that he's going to be with you and your family in 2026.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, I will bring thy seed. All your children shall come to the Lord. I will bring thy seed from the east. I will gather them from the west. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, keep not back. So nothing shall be held back. From you in the mighty name of Jesus. The souls that need to come to the kingdom, they will come in. Nothing shall stop them in 2026. Every closed door is open. In the name of Jesus. Because it's not going to happen by might. It's going to happen by the Spirit of the living God. You shall be the sought after. In the name of Jesus. Even by your look and by your presence, people will be attracted to you. And they will receive the glory of God that is beaming out of your life into their lives. In the name of Jesus, we say to the north, give up. We say to the south, give up. We say to the east, give up. We say to the west, give up. Give the souls, give the men, give the women, and bring them to the house of the living God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, bring my sons from far. And my daughters from the ends of the earth. So God will restore your whole family. Restoration. Somebody say restoration. Say restoration. Men and women, even those that are sick, God will seek them out. Supernatural healing. Supernatural miracle. Divine touch of the living God. Even things that doctors cannot work on anymore, the living God will work on it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say deliverance, healing, restoration is my portion for me and my household. If you believe that, say amen. Verse 7, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. You are made for God's glory. God will show his glory upon you and shine his glory upon you, and his glory will be in you in 2026, in the name of Jesus. 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. They just have ears and eyes. They don't walk. May your eyes and your ears walk in 2026. May you not be an ordinary man. May you not be a mere man. May you be a child of the Most High God, filled with power, filled with glory, filled with his goodness. The Spirit of the Lord is upon that word I just proclaim now. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, I will have eyes that see. I will have ears that hear. Bible says, let those who have ears hear what the Spirit is saying. May you hear and have understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 9, let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. When people hear the word of the Lord coming from your mouth, may they believe it's the truth from the living God. In the name of Jesus. 10, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Hallelujah. May God be God in your life in 2026. Know that he is the only true God and there is no other. Verse 11, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, that you are my Savior. Amen. The Bible actually says in Hebrews, say, today, while it's called today, it is called the day of salvation. May salvation come to you on a daily basis. Whenever you need help, may that help show up. May you be saved by the loving hand of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Even before you ask, may the answer come. Somebody shout hallelujah. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. May your testimony be that you are a witness that God has been merciful and faithful in 2026. In the name of Jesus. May you have an encounter. May you have an encounter with the living God. May you have a testimony that beyond proof that this is God. This is the hand of the Lord, and this is the doing of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our sight, and in the sight of your family, and friends, and neighbors, in Jesus' name. Yea, before the day was, I am he. Did you hear that? Before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will walk, and who shall let it? May God work wonders for you and your family in 2026. May he work wonders in my life and in your life. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Somebody shout hallelujah. The nations that think that they have power over you, they will not have power over you. In 2026, there is a shift. There is a change of status. There is a change of position. May your position change in 2026. May you be in the right place. Even nations shall show themselves that God has been with you. I say amen to that. Amen. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Somebody shout hallelujah. Things that need to be extinct, we've prayed iniquity to be extinct, may it be extinct from your life and your family in the name of Jesus. May filthy garments be extinct from your life and your family in the mighty name of Jesus. Things that used to rise against you, they will never rise again. They are quenched and they are extinct and they are towed away from your life in the mighty name of Jesus. 18, remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, verse 19, I will do a new thing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, God, do new things in my life. Do new amazing things in my life and in my family. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. May miracles begin to spring forth. Spring forth, spring forth, spring forth, spring forth. To the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. Everywhere I go, springing forth miracles. Springing forth good news. Springing forth great things. In the mighty name of Jesus. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. to give drink to my people, my chosen. Are you God people? Are you chosen? God says he's going to make wherever there's wilderness. Nothing is growing, nothing, no promotion. No, you're not seeing anything good happening. It's happening for others, but not you. God says it's going to happen for you. This is my season for a blooming wilderness. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The wilderness in your life, they will bloom and blossom. They will bring forth fruit. They will bring forth multiplications of fruits. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall have a bumper harvest crop of many blessings. I shall have a bumper harvest crop of many blessings. Every wilderness is blooming right now. Bloom, 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 bloom. Fruitfulness, 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 fruitfulness. Everywhere, in all direction, in every area of my life. And if you believe that in your own life, say so for yourself. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rivers in the desert. God is saying impossibilities shall become possible. Impossibilities shall become possible. There shall be rivers. Where there used to be desert, you can't say it's a desert anymore. It has become a beautiful garden of Eden. Somebody shout hallelujah. To give drink to my people, my chosen. 21, these people I have formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. May you have praise and thanksgiving, songs just bubbling out of your spirit because of what the Lord has done for you and your family in 2026. You shall have a praise song, not song that people are singing, but your own praise song shall rise from within you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say a big amen. The devil did not like that one. Somebody praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody praise the Lord. Amen. Shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Put your hand on your throat and say, I shall have a praise report. I shall sing new song. I shall dance new dance. I shall rejoice. I shall be joyful. I shall magnify the Lord. I will have testimonies. I will not have ordinary testimonies. I will have mega testimonies. The kind of testimonies that you know only God is doing this. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout another hallelujah. Say amen. My voice shall be heard. My voice shall magnify the Lord. 22, but thou hast not called upon me. May you call upon God. May you not be those quiet believers. May you call upon the Lord. Can somebody call his name? Yeah, God is saying, you have not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. May you not be weary of God and say, I don't know about this God. He doesn't answer me. He doesn't hear me. May that not be your testimony. May you say, God has heard me and God has energized me and God has empowered me. 23, thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor weary thee with incense. May you give to the Lord in 2026. May God not complain about you, that you have not made him joyful in your giving, in your sacrifices. May you bring sacrifices that honor God. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you give offering that blesses God, not insulting offerings. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you be honorable people before the living God. Somebody say big amen. Amen. 24, thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money. You mean God likes money? Yes, he doesn't use it, but he likes you to use it on him. 24, thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. So God doesn't want lean sacrifice, he wants juicy fat sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thy iniquities. When you have problems, you come to God. Nonstop, God is here complaining, say, you are bringing me your problems. I've been solving them. But when it comes for you to do the right thing, you're not doing it. May we do the right thing in 2026. May we not just be saying, God, give me, and not give to God. May we do both ways. Say, Lord, help me. Can you say a big amen to that? Yeah. 25, I am he that blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. Hallelujah. May God blot away every sin, every iniquity, every mistake, every error, every failure, every weakness, everything that does not please him. Blot it out from my life. Blot it out from my family. Blot it out from my workplace. Blot it out from my destiny. Blot it out from the work of my hands. Blot it out from my family. In the mighty name of Jesus. If that's your prayer, say a big amen. Amen. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together, declare thou, that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father has sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore, I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproach. May we not profane the sanctuary of God. May we honor the sanctuary of God. May we magnify his name. May we not turn to other gods. May we turn to the living God. May the work of our hands not become our gods. May the work of our family not become our gods. Even the work of ministry may not become our God. May we serve the living God. Rise with me. We've prayed many prayers. When you get home, I said before you sleep this morning, because we're going to be leaving in the early morning, when you get home, read this scripture again before you what? Go to sleep and let it marinate your life. You're going to stand on that for 2026. Say amen for you and your household and for the house of God. Lift your hands to God. Heavenly Father, we commit all our lives to you. You have been a good father. You have been with us. We've done a lot of things that pleased you, and we've done a lot of things that displeased you. But Lord, we thank you that you are bringing us to a new place. You are doing a brand new thing in our life. We open up our heart before you, Lord. We thank you that you have guaranteed that you will blot away every transgression, every sin, every iniquity. You will blot it out of our lives. So we thank you that you have done that for us tonight. As we read and as we declared and we decreed, we thank you that we have a brand new slate, clean slate, clean life, clean life. Lord, fill this life now with yourself. Fill this life now with yourself, with your goodness, with your truth, with your mercy, with your power, with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your joy. Fill us with joy unspeakable. Fill us with your wisdom. Fill us with your knowledge. Fill us with your understanding. Fill us with your goodness. Fill us, fill our walk, fill our mind, our spirit, soul, and body. Every filthy garment have been removed. We wear the garment of honor, garment of joy, garment of dancing, garment of rejoicing, garment that is clean and pure, handmade by you, Lord. May the hand of the Lord rest upon every family. May we enter free, pure, holy, and truthful, and may you walk with us. May we walk with you, and may we do our part. You've asked us to bring sacrifices. You asked us to give you praise. May we do our part in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, do your will in our lives. We thank you for drawing all our family members to yourself. every one of them filled with the Holy Ghost, saved, sanctified, purified, walking with clean garments. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, that you are with every one of us. We shall have mega testimonies in 2026. We shall see more souls in the house of God. We shall see more souls come into the kingdom. The gift of men we receive. Men are coming to us now. They are bringing good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. They are bringing it in. They are getting saved, sanctified, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, cleansed by your holy word, restored by your holy word, restored by the hand of God. New garments, new mitre, new turban, new headdress, newness of life, and the strength of the Lord, and ministering angels right by our side, showing us and helping us. In the mighty name of Jesus, strength to strength shall we go, favor to favor shall we go, goodness to goodness shall we go, joy to joy shall we go, blessings to blessings shall we go. We give you praise and we thank you that you have heard us, and to you be all the glory and honor. We thank you for life, and those that are sick, they will cross over in health. In the name of Jesus, those that receive bad news, Lord, good news come to them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that have received bad report for terminal sickness, we cancel those reports. In the mighty name of Jesus, supernatural change of their body, in the mighty name of Jesus, their body will work for them and not against them. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare them be healed, be restored, be made whole, be refreshed, be rejuvenated. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Almighty God, that as we have called upon you tonight, you have heard us, and you will hear us continuously in 2026. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you, Apostle.
Lord, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to honor God with the last offering of 2025. We're going to sow a seed, a worthy seed. You know, the passage of scripture Mama read, God says, I didn't disturb you about this, but I'm the one who did this, and so on and so forth for you. God wants to do extraordinary things with us, but we are going to position ourselves to receive from God. You say, I don't have much, I'm struggling. That's your best time to give, because that seed that you give when you don't have much is precious to you. If somebody had $1 million and they gave $1,000, that's nothing to them. But if you have $2 and you need $100 and you give $1 out of that $2, how many of you know that that is precious? God likes the precious. Our financial situation began to change when we began to sow the precious. And when God asked me to give something, it's amazing to me how he asked me to give something so big when I really need it. I'm the one who needs it. And then he comes asking for it. Give this. But Lord, I need it. Okay. You can keep it if you want. And you can trust me. And I just dared to trust and see how God, it didn't just open all wide open like all of a sudden, but surely things began to change. Things began to open up. I dare you to trust God. As you end this year, make it a point of duty that if you have not learned that powerful skill, grace of giving, that you know, in fact, he said, test me, he says. The only time God says, test me, had to do with giving. He said, test me and see. Test him. But if you want to stay the same way where you are, say, I'm doing fine, I'm okay, I don't give, but I'm doing fine. You don't know your story. You really don't. You think, oh, I have a house. I have food. I have in my fridge, and my children are doing okay. This is the life. What if God had much more than that for you? You're squeezing yourself into a 2,000 square foot house, and maybe God has a 10,000 square foot house. Not that I'm talking about materialism. You're driving some cheap vehicle, and God has limos in store for you. It is okay to enjoy your little, but what if you came and found out God had all of this for you, but you missed out on it? I don't want to miss out on anything God has for me. No. So check God out, please. Do it for yourself. You're not doing it for anybody else. Just do it for yourself. So I ask you to believe God, not just tonight, but for the days to come. Just trust God. Honor him with your giving. I'm not saying to you to give and I don't give. Dollar for dollar, based on incomes, maybe it's possible that Mom and I might be the biggest givers in this church. But that is not the point. The point is, am I doing what God wants me to do? That's the point. So learn how to hear from God and just trust him. Because you know what? I like hearing from God when people didn't ask me for anything. And God says, send this amount to this person. And the person never asked for it. But God said, just send it. And after I did it, he said, did you like doing that? I said, it was tough, but I liked doing it. He said, okay, guess what? I'm going to tell somebody else to send to you just like that. And sometimes it comes in trickles. Sometimes annoying trickles. you know, this person can give you 2,000 and they give you 50 cents. That's annoying. That's like, let me throw it back at you. Annoying. But you say, thank you. It is well. They didn't owe me anything. Nobody owes me anything. I thank you. And all of a sudden, from here, out of nowhere, boom, slaps you in the face. You say, what hit me? It's the blessing. Just trust God. Come. Worship team, give us, put your offering first. I was looking at Brian Bokun talking about that. Honor God. We'll sing one song and then what a powerful word we heard from Mama. Would you believe that the Lord gave me that same passage of scripture and then he said to me, leave it alone. It's taken care of. You go over here. So you'll see from what I'm going to share with you in a moment, what the connections are. It's amazing. God loves us. Bless you. The Lord told me you are going to be here.
Ma solo rubire
igwe
go so babire go si babire go ma solo rubire
igwe
e ba mi gbo lorun tobi
oba la oba toka
e ba mi gbo lorun tobi
etu mare oba toka
e ba mi gbo lorun tobi
oba la oba toka
e ba mi gbo lorun tobi
etu mare oba toka
igwe
igwe Igwe, 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 Igwe
Beautiful. Amen. I'll call you back at the end. Let's celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for our worship team. Praise God. The word of the Lord. Does consistently come to me for the year we're about to step into. It's a one-word statement. He said, this is the year of the ingathering. I told you that before. And I want to restate it again. It's a year of ingathering. I said, in gathering. That's what we talked about when we're celebrating the Feast of Tabernacle. The Feast of Tabernacle is called the Feast of the Ingathering, the Feast of Harvest. I said, what are you trying to communicate? He said, it is the year of the ingathering. It is the year that I'm going to tabernacle with my people. Amen. It's the year I'm going to stand by my people.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is the year of collecting back a harvest. I tell you what, this is a year of harvest. But more than a harvest in terms of crops, it's a year of an ingathering, a year of bringing together. Praise the Lord. There are things that you thought were long gone, lost, that are going to track you in 2026. You say, what do you mean by they're going to track you? It means that you're not going to go looking for it.
Amen.
It is looking for you.
Amen.
I don't know if you're hearing yet. I'm not really certain that you're really hearing what I'm saying to you. This is not the time of looking for something. The something is looking for you.
Amen.
That means that there are things that are lost that are going to be restored to you. Amen?
Amen.
Because the Lord is standing with you. He is with you, and he is for you. Remember what we said about Christ being in you for him to be with you. Yeah? Okay. See it this way. God is for you so he can be with you. He's for you. Just like the angel of the Lord stood before Joshua, before he stood by Joshua, God is first for you so that he can be with you. hear it, understand it, know it. God is for me, and He therefore is with me. I am not alone. The ingathering is God being with you, because He's for you. God is seeking you out, and He is propelling, hear me, He is propelling all things that belong to you to find you, to locate you, to connect with you, so that you are not living the life of struggle, trying to locate things, stumbling through life. No, life is finding you. Hallelujah. It is the ingathering. Now, hear this. When we're talking about an ingathering, it possibly can mean an ingathering of everything. But this, I want you to understand that what God is doing is not just an ingathering of everything, but an ingathering of selected things that fit you. Are you hearing? The Lord says, let them that have ears hear. There is a lot of waste of time and energy in trying to sort out things. And so God is going to remove a lot of things that you don't have to be wondering, does this belong? We just know that if it does not belong, it's not coming my way. It does not. Why do I need to waste time looking in this direction when that's not the direction I'm supposed to be going? The time is short. So much has to be achieved in a short period of time. So whatever I need to fulfill the purpose and the destiny that God has for me comes my way, so that I don't have to look for it. Oh, I like that. I like that. It's like this. You need a 5/8 wrench, and all you do is, and the 5/8 wrench lands in your hand. You need a star screwdriver or Phillips. And you just do like this, Phillips is there. You don't go searching the toolbox. Where's my Phillips? Oh, that's not the one. No, there's no looking for it. It's looking for you. In essence, the thing that you need will have its mind to find you. Is somebody listening? I don't have time to waste. God doesn't have time to waste. Therefore, what needs to be must be. That means if He needs to turn whatever it is that I have at hand to become what I need it to be, then I must speak so that which I want becomes what is manifest. In that realm, there is no lack. Hallelujah. In that realm, 5 loaves and 2 fishes is enough. In that realm, water can be wine. In that realm, a river or a sea that has been fishless, God turns water molecules to become fish. Hello? Therefore, because the Lord, who is my shepherd, who is with me and is for me causes me to lack nothing. Say, I lack nothing. It is the year of the ingathering. Whatever I need is coming to me right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. It's coming to me. It's coming to you. Hallelujah. It's locating you. Praise the Lord. Everything has been tagged that belongs to you. Did you hear that? It has been tagged. Your name is on it. And it is looking for you, the bearer of the name. And it's saying, I belong to Michael Ifezino. And anybody that wants to touch it, it ducks from it. Say, hey, you are not him. And if it meets another Michael Ifezino, if there's any other person like that, it knows which Michael Ifezino it's looking for. You might answer Michael Ifezino, but you are not the Michael Ifezino I've been assigned to, because you don't have the DNA of that Michael Ifezino. I have strict instructions to go to Michael Ifezino that is right now preaching at 1296 Main Street, that lives on such and such a street and was born on such and such a day at such and such a time, was born again of the Spirit of God at this particular time, was called into ministry at this time. The mother's name is this. The father's name is this. The great-grandfather's name is that. You are not that one. Therefore, I don't belong to you. And when it sees me, it leaps for joy. finally. I have arrived. And as I'm walking, there it comes. Oh, what was that? It's called the blessing. The ingathering. Someone say, the ingathering. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and added no sorrow. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh. You know what that means? It means that I might have been broke, but when the blessing of the Lord comes, it makes me. That means even if I'm talking foolishness, nonsense, if it has to shut my mouth like it did with Zechariah, it will shut my mouth to stop talking nonsense because it wants to make. Do you understand? Make. Remember, I did that with you, Lindsay? And she was trying to be tough. I said, I'm going to make you sit down. And she... and she sat down by force. Well, some of you are about to get forced into the blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever has been in the way, the God of heaven is coming at it with a vengeance, because God will be true and not be a liar. The prophetic declarations over your life are going to come to pass. The things God ordained you to become, to be, you will be. Amen. Hallelujah. I said you will be what God says you are. The devil's a liar. But as good as a liar he is, he cannot lie to you. Amen? Because your truth overwhelms his lie. Somebody shout hallelujah. The feast of ingathering. Let me begin this framework, first of all, by reading some scriptures that declare about this ingathering. Leviticus 23:14-16. Leviticus 23:39-43. Leviticus 23:39-43. He says, also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath. On the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees and willows of the brook, and ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days, and ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord. 7 days in the year, it shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths. And now it says, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. This particular feast, the Feast of Tabernacles or Booths, again is declared also the Feast of the Ingathering. In Exodus 23:14-16, it says, 3 times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of the unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee in the time appointed of the month of Abib, for in it camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. 16. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of what? Ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. Now, Exodus 34 and verse 22. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the festivals of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the what? The year's end. What day is this? The year's end. Amen? This is, while in particular it is not the Feast of Tabernacles, but God is saying that at this end, I want you to know that you are stepping into a time of the ingathering. Amen? So that's why I went there to let you know that there is a season called the season of the ingathering. Now, Mama read to you from Isaiah 43. Now I'm going to read to you from Isaiah 60, which basically addresses the same issues that Mama was reading to us from. As I said to you, the Lord said, Isaiah 43. And when I was going to go there, he said, leave that alone. That's not for you. I want you to go to Isaiah 60. Now, Isaiah 60 starts out this way. It says, arise, shine, for what? The light is come. Now, understand that the statement is has a present tense continuous aspect to it. Or else it would have said, saying, arise, shine, for the light has come. But it says, thy light is come. And tomorrow it will still be, thy light is come. And next year it will be, thy light is come. So it's a present tense continuous. Just like being is present tense continuous. So it is here. Thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is, present tense continuous, risen upon thee. The glory of God is risen upon you. It says, why? Because, for, behold, look, the darkness shall cover the earth. And we are coming into that darkness. There's a darkness coming. It says it's going to cover the earth, and gross darkness will cover the people. It says, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be what? Seen upon thee. You know, when it's really dark, just a spark of light becomes very bright. Do you understand that? So it is that as things go really dark, even the dimmest of us will be so bright. And those that are in darkness are going to behold that light. And those that are willing will come to that light. Now it says, and the Gentiles shall come to what? The light. But what is this, the light? It is his glory. Arise, shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, which is the glory of God that is risen upon you. In other words, they're going to come to the manifestation of who Jesus is in your life. Hallelujah. Shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is what? Risen upon you. And so the word of God says, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. What is thy rising? The glory of God. That's what is raising you up. When does that glory of God raise you up? When you understand that you no longer operating under the power and the influence of the iniquitous sins that are operational in your life, when you understand that the glory of God is risen upon you, then that glory is going to lift you up. The glory of God is going to elevate you. I was thinking about something that happened maybe about 2 months ago, something like that. I had a family member that was traveling somewhere, and the flight that they were taking had a layover in Toronto, and that layover was going to be about six to eight hours layover. They didn't have access to the lounge, you know, where they can relax and with their family and whatever. And I didn't even know I had this capacity. I knew I had status, but I didn't know all that I had. And so I tried to give them a pass to use the lounge. And the person I was talking to says, do you want to do a status change, exchange? I said, what does that mean? He says, what it means that you don't give them just your pass to use the lounge, but you give them your status. I said, what does that mean? It says, everything that you qualified for, even though they have a cheaper ticket, they'll automatically qualify to get it. That means they don't need to pay for their bags, and they have access to have check-in free bags at 72 kilograms or whatever, 72 pounds instead of 50 pounds. I said, say that again. I said, your status will pass it on to them, And all of a sudden, they become you. I said, that's possible? He said, yeah. I said, do that. Do I have enough to do that? He said, yes. For the whole family? He said, yes. Going and coming? He said, yes. I said, give it to them. I used to keep my status. But now I'm passing my status over to these people. And guess what? Everything I was qualified for, they now qualified for. I said, look at that. That's what Jesus did for us. He gave us a status change. He made us joint heirs with Christ so that all that Jesus is, I become. Not because I am him, but because he transfers himself into me. In this calling of the ingathering, he says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. I say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let God be God in our lives so that this ingathering will be an ingathering of people, of times, of seasons, of finances, of relationships, whatever it is that you need in your life, that there will be an ingathering of it to you, just as it is to him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody saying, well, Pastor, that's a little bit much. Okay, you don't want your part, I'll collect yours too. No problem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's go back to the passage. It says, lift up thine eyes round about. That's the same kind of statement he made to Abraham when Lot had moved off to Sodom, chosen what he thought was the better property. God speaks to Abraham and says, look around. Whatever it is that you see is yours. It's all yours now. You mean even the one that Lot went to collect? Everything. It's all yours. Huh? He says, lift up thine eyes round about and see. Don't just look, see. You know, many times we think only in the wise of that the eyes we have is what we see with. But really, your eyes are what you see through. You really see with your mind. So we can both be looking at something together with our eyes, and one person sees something and the other person sees something else. We can look at a glass of water and one person sees a half full glass and another person sees a half full or half empty glass. Are you with me? You and I need to see life through the eyes of Christ. And when we see life from that perspective, we don't see pain, defeat, shame, confusion, and problems. We just see opportunities, stepping stones. We see avenues for victory. And I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that that will be the story of your life in 2026, that as we step in just a few minutes into this new year, that we are stepping in victoriously empowered to succeed in every area. He says, look up and see, all they gather themselves together. That's an ingathering. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. They were far away. Where they coming? It's an ingathering. Then thou shalt see and flow together. That's the spirit of unity. And thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the wealth, the armies of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. There is an ingathering. The multitude, watch this now, the multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian. Midian, this is interesting. Midian is a word for strife. And then it says, and Ephah. Ephah is a word for gloomy. I say, what? Lord, what are you saying? And basically what God is saying is, even those that were striving against you, they are coming. But they are going to bring their wealth, their resources. So when the ways of a man pleases the Lord, he causes even his enemies to become friendly. Amen. Hallelujah. It says even the gloomy, those that are upset that they have this or don't have that. It says, they all come in, Midian and Ephah. All day from Sheba shall come. Sheba means oath or seven. They shall what? Bring gold and incense. Gold. References resources, wealth. Incense represents prayer. In essence, he's saying, I'm going to bring all of those that are striving against you. They're going to come and they're going to be praying with you. They're going to come. They're going to bring resources to you. They're going to come and they're going to support you. And they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. Those that have been standing against the purpose of God are going to turn around and begin to glorify God with you. Hallelujah. It says, all the flocks of Kedar. Kedar means dark. It says, gross darkness shall cover the people. In essence, God is saying, those that have been messed up, they're coming out. And when they are coming out, they are coming out and they are going to be a blessing to you. It is an ingot. I'm collecting everything. I'm bringing everything. But you are going to be blessed. Hallelujah. It says, the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. And then it says, the rams of Nebaoth. Nebaoth means high things, height. Shall minister unto thee. Those that are in high places are going to minister to you. Praise God. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Praise the Lord. The house of my glory. That's Glory and Peace Church. Amen. Praise God. God is bringing in an ingathering. Blessings are coming after you. They're going to pursue after you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you receiving this? There are interesting things in store for you. Not because we're changing from the 31st of December to the 1st of January. It is not the date. It is the change of season. It is the change in terms of timing. It is the change of covenant. Praise the Lord. God is making a covenant with you, not because you and I deserved it, but in spite of it. Just like the angel of the Lord stood before a Joshua that was wearing filthy garments and rebuked Satan, the adversary that was resisting Joshua. Not because Joshua knew what to do, but because the angel of the Lord knew what to do. I say, rise with me, because we're going to declare, I'm going to step into this new year differently. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Worship team, please take your position again. Now, Hear this. God wants to do something extraordinary for every one of us. Are you willing to receive it? Are you willing to walk in it? Then let us shout 7 hallelujahs that will lead us into the Happy New Year. Number 1, hallelujah! 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 Amen! 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 When it's the new year, when it's exactly, blow it for us. Is it time? All right. Blessed Happy New Year! Amen! Hallelujah! Glory be to God! We are entering the new year with thanksgiving. Let's thank God. Let's thank God. Do the thank you song again.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Woo! Thank you so much. Thank you, Father.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
We thank you.
is good. Just sit down for a quick moment. In just a moment, we are going to prophesy. We've talked about this ingathering of the Lord. God is causing things to line up. God is causing every element in the heavens, in the earth, under the earth, in the sea. Everything that, I mean, if you know, everything that is came out of the Word of God. When God spoke, things came together to become whatever it is that you see. So in this ingathering, God is causing things to perfectly match you. Amen. You see, people may have maybe an organ of their body replaced. They find a kidney that matches. Yeah? To replace a kidney that somebody has. But as good and as matching as that kidney might be, you still have to take medication to make sure that your body does not reject that kidney, even though it matches. But the kidney that matches you perfectly, that has your total DNA imprint and everything that belongs to you, does not have that same challenge. Yeah? You understand? So also is the grace that God is releasing into your life so perfectly matched to you that you are not going to struggle to keep it. I don't know if you're hearing me. You're not going to struggle to keep it. Amen. It belongs to you. Amen. It is perfectly matched to you. Amen. Therefore, you will not reject it. Amen. It is yours. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That which God has for me has come to me.
Amen.
It abides with me.
Amen.
I shall not reject it.
Amen.
It is perfectly matched.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to have you prophesy. Just like the words I just said. You're going to prophesy that the ingathering that is coming to you matches you perfectly. Hallelujah. Now remember, those from Kedar or darkness and those from Nebot, the high place, and those from Midian, the place of strife. Something has to happen to them to match you. Amen? So we are going to declare, everything coming to me must match me. And those things that don't match me must be recalibrated to perfectly match me. Are you hearing? Everything coming to me must match me. I'm not going to struggle for it. I'm not going to fight to keep it. None of that is going to happen because it's a perfect match. Hallelujah. But if it's meant to come to me and it's not a perfect match, then it must be fixed before it gets to me. Glory be to God. Because they're coming with gold and with incense. Hallelujah. So if they didn't know how to pray before they get to me, by the time they get to me, they are prayer warriors. Hallelujah. I don't care if they were devil worshippers, by the time they get to me, they are going to be God worshippers. Glory be to God. If they used to bow down and face the east 20 times a day, by the time they come my way, 20 times a day, you're going to be blessed in the name of the Lord. I don't care what. They used to be meditators or meditating and whatever else. By the time they get to me, they're going to be meditating in the Word of God. God is going to change everything that's coming my way. Because the pathway of the Lord, this highway of the Lord, the ungodly, the foolish, the simple will not step into it. That's what the Word of God says. So they got to change to get on this road. Amen? I am not changing for them. They are changing to me. Capish? We're not changing for the world. The world changes to us. Jesus is the standard. Hallelujah. The glory of God is the standard. He's the real light. Glory be to God. And all fakeries, cheap imitation, bye-bye. Only the real stuff comes here. Are you ready to prophesy that? You ready? Be the prophet of your life right now. Get up. And begin to declare.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty presence and His grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on His face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Father, I prophesy your presence. Without your presence, we have nothing. Moses said, Lord, if you don't come with me, we don't want to go anywhere. Lord, we need your presence more than anything else. For your presence, in your presence, there is peace, there is love, there is power, there is wisdom. We call for an ingathering, omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. Lord, come, Lord, manifest your glory. We prophesy supernatural increase, supernatural blessing, supernatural wisdom, supernatural understanding, supernatural knowledge be released, supernatural discernment, supernatural capacity, Lord God, to see lives transformed. Thank you, Lord, that as we seek your kingdom, every other thing is added unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus, supernatural blessings, abide in grace, O God. Do extraordinary things now. I prophesy that we are strong and mighty people, Lord, O God, soul winners, Lord, O God, those, O God, demonstrating your presence and your glory like never before, with signs, wonders, and miracles happening. Thank you, Lord, for salvation of souls all around the globe, in every continent, Lord, O God. The people are coming to us. The nations are coming. Lord, oh God, they come in. They come now. The camels are coming. The camels are coming. The camels are coming. The camels are coming. Lord, oh God, grace abounds. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. For Lord, oh God, your healing anointings are flowing freely and richly even now. Transformation, oh God, in the land. We thank you, Lord, of God, that you are giving us the hidden for an inheritance. For we have been marked by you, and we have been called as your begotten ones. Lord, of God, we thank you, Lord, of God, for souls, for souls, for souls, for souls. Lord, oh God, souls in Africa, souls in Asia, souls, oh God, in North America, souls in South America, souls in Europe, souls in the subcontinent of India, souls, oh God, in Australia. Thank you, Lord, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and the billions of people are coming to you now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us the grace and the privilege, oh God, to shepherd your people as your under shepherds. Father, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for governmental grace, administrative grace, prophetic grace, Lord, oh God, apostolic grace, evangelistic grace, teaching graces, Lord, oh God, to move by your Spirit to teach your word and to see lives forever change. Thank you for miracles, signs and wonders, Lord, happening with great ease. Oh Father, we thank you. Blind eyes open, deaf ears open, the mute speaking, the crippled, the lame walking, Lord, oh God, even the dead raised as a testimony for your glory. We thank you, Lord, that it is so. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Said that this is a time of the ingathering. It is also the time of your tabernacling. Tabernacle with us. Abide with us. Let your word that declares to us that you will never leave us nor forsake us be literally manifested at all times. That as we go through life, for until you come to take your church, Lord, that we be truly the carriers of your presence. So let it now be said, for it is so. In Jesus' mighty name. Say with me, I am a God carrier. The presence of God is in me and with me. I move by His Spirit. In Him, I live and move and have my being. The self-existent God lives in me. Hashem lives in me. Jehovah lives in me. He is
my Ebenezer. He is everything to me. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. In just a moment, I'm going to ask Mama to join me and we're going to share in communion together. And we'll live through 2026 on a higher plane. Hallelujah. If you don't have your communion element, just raise your hand and you'll be served. Do you know the song, He is My Everything, He's My All? Do you guys know that? He's my everything, Lord, I am. He gave himself for me, made everything new. He is my everything. Praise the Lord. Welcome to 2026, the year of the ingathering. Amen. Everything good is locating you. They find you. They arrive on time. Amen. Hallelujah. No fear, no worries, no concerns, no fretting. Just enjoying life with ease, at ease, because grace abounds towards you. You know, the word says, on easy lies the head that carries or wears the crown. But that's not you. Amen? You're not going to live an uneasy life because you are crowned. You're going to enjoy life with ease, and everything else is working for you. Hallelujah. So Isaiah 43 says, the people will come and serve you. Hallelujah. You ready? Well, this is the table of communion. It's the table of covenant. It shall be unto you and I according to our testimony. Hallelujah. And our testimony is a good one. It's a testimony that says that we are blessed and highly favored of the Lord, the God of covenant, remembers the covenant that we don't remember for us. Amen? We shall lack nothing. He will hold nothing good from you. Say, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen? Take of this body and eat and enjoy the blessings of the ingathering.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, He has anointed my head.
He has elevated my head.
With His oil.
With His oil.
He has caused my cup.
He has caused my cup.
To overflow.
To overflow.
Surely.
Surely.
Goodness.
Goodness.
Mercy.
And mercy.
Shall follow me.
Shall follow me.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
Somebody say, it's the glory.
The glory.
And the lifter.
And the lifter.
Of my head.
Of my head.
Somebody say, I'm head only.
I'm head only.
And never beneath.
Never beneath.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
My year is crowned.
My year is crowned.
With goodness.
With goodness.
With favor.
With favor.
With miracles.
With miracles.
With blessings.
With blessings.
With divine health.
With divine health.
With joy.
With joy.
With peace.
With peace.
With ingathering.
With the ingathering.
Of all God's goodness.
Of all of God's
say
goodness.
Amen and drink.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I know some of our partners are in different time zones, and we celebrated Happy New Year with some already, and there are some that are further west that have not stepped into that. So we celebrate Happy New Year with them in their time zone when they get to their time zone.
Amen.
Amen. We say thank you for joining us tonight and this morning. May God's goodness abound towards you.
Amen.
May His peace garrison your heart.
Amen.
May you know His goodness at all times.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. Let's give us a quick moment to just say greetings to those that are on Zoom, and you have a wonderful New Year experience, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday, okay? All right. Brother John.
Hey.
Bless you.
Happy New Year.